You are listening to Past and Present, the Colonial Williamsburg podcast.
Welcome back to the Past and Present podcast. I'm Rachel West. Today, I have two special guests with me to talk about our brand new restaurant over at the Williamsburg Lodge, Sweet Tea and Barley. I have with me Anthony Frank, the executive chef of the Williamsburg Lodge, as well as Sean Gonzalez, sous chef over at the Williamsburg Lodge. Thanks for joining me today.
Hello.
Hello.
So let's talk a little bit about Sweet Tea and Barley. It is formerly known as the Lodge Lounge, right?
Yes, yes. Now it has a name.
Great. Sweet Tea and Barley. Let's talk about that name. What went into coming up with that name, Sweet Tea and Barley?
We're Southern inspired, and what more Southern than sweet tea? And then barley, which is in all of our drinks. So when you connect that together, the sweet tea and the barley, we get our cocktails and some traditional drinks that we can serve to all guests.
So I know Traditions, which is over at the Lodge as well, is known for its Southern cuisine. Is Sweet Tea and Barley a kind of sister restaurant to Traditions in the same hotel?
Yes, and it's more lounge bar style food in that it's Southern inspired, quicker service, not as fine design in the plates, the higher cuisine that Traditions would be.
So if you're looking for something that's a little more casual, you can head over to Sweet Tea and Barley.
Absolutely.
And if you want something a little more fancy, you can go to Traditions.
Absolutely.
Great. Let's talk a little bit about why we wanted to change the lounge to something a little bit more casual.
The lounge, you know, has always been kind of casual, but it was more lounge. It was an experience in front of the fireplace, you know, where you could get a drink and maybe a little bit of food here and there, but not a full-blown menu because we didn't have a kitchen out there. With talking since 2006 when we opened up, we continue to think that it would be a great opportunity for us to have a full kitchen out there to give fresh, hot food to the guest.
I know that with coming up with a new restaurant of sorts, and we have a new kitchen and we have all of that, you're going to have to create a menu. So Chef Sean, can you talk a little bit about this menu and what people can expect to have?
Yeah, when we were tasked with the idea of coming up with this new concept, it was a lot of fun. We sat down, Chef Justin Addison and I, we wrote the menu, and it was a great experience, you know. As for the menu, we have a lot of options. It's we have a couple salads, we have some bar nibbles, we have a section called Stacked, which is our sandwiches. They're real big. We have one, it's the Blacksmith Burger. It's about a 7-ounce patty, fried onion rings, barbecue sauce, ham, and a fried egg.
What was the inspiration behind that?
Well, it's just something that I wanted to eat.
Sounds good.
Most of the food that we create is something that we want to eat.
Right.
So it comes out of, oh, wow, let's put all this stuff together. You know, you take a donut and you put an egg in it with some, you know, country ham, and now you have something that a chef will eat.
Right. Right. And I know you guys are way more experienced in the culinary life than I am, but I guess that's really is anytime you're creating a menu, you think about foods you want to eat and how things that you want to share with other people. Is that right?
Well, you have to control it to a certain extent because you can't just do exactly what you want. You know, you have to think about what the guest wants as well.
So you can't go add hot sauce to everything and jalapenos, which is what I would add. Right. But
creativity without control is chaos.
Right, right. The kitchen, I've seen the kitchen over there, and I got to see it before it really got up and running, and it looked really awesome. How much work went into that, and how long did it take?
Well, we started designing the kitchen. I'd started designing the kitchen probably March. We went through many different drawings, and the final drawing with the equipment that we have now was finalized in August. And to turn a whole kitchen around like this in... We gave the keys to the builders and the architects September 1st, and they were done November. It was amazing how quickly they were able to turn this kitchen around. They took space that was a bellman's closet and a area where we service beverage, so we had like a coffee machine and stuff like that, and turned it into a full kitchen. We have a grill, a fryer, a flat top, saute, and all refrigeration. It's pretty amazing what they were able to do, and a full dish area too. So we have dish machine and pot sink and everything. So this tiny little space converted into a full kitchen is pretty amazing, and how fast they did it.
I know the lounge itself, which is now Sweet Tea and Barley, the little area where your tables and the bar is, was changed as well. The decor was completely changed. The color scheme was changed. Some new chairs were brought in. The television was moved, for instance. How are fans who have been coming to the lounge and they're coming to this new place for the first time, how do you want them to feel when they come in?
We kept some of the stuff very similar. We changed some colors. There's definitely a brighter look to the room, but the fireplace and the loungy front side of the bar, what was always considered the lounge. The TV doesn't go up and down, so it's, you know, the TV's there all the time, and we do have two TVs up on the bar. I think it's inviting for more people than it was before, that, you know, oh wow, you only have one TV, we can only watch one thing, and so we're getting a better crowd for football, where we can put on more events on screen, and we also have built a whole fresco patio outside with fire pits and lighting and a great sound system. The bands that we will have there will be playing outside, and we have the music will be piped into the lounge, so if you're sitting in the lounge, you don't have the loud music on Friday night. It'll be outside, but you still get to experience the musician.
That's great. I know a couple of months ago, I was invited to come to the cocktail tasting we had for the new Sweet Tea and Barley, and there were a lot of cocktails that were tasted and tried out, and it was wonderful. Have we created a signature drink, a signature cocktail? What's the process for that right now?
Well, Sean, talk about your iced tea that you came up with.
Right now, we have a signature iced tea. It's a ginger citrus iced tea. Okay. As far as the cocktails go, they're still in development, but they are really good so far. I'm excited to see when they come out, you know.
So right now, when guests come right now, they can get their classic usual cocktails that they would order, gin and tonic.
Absolutely.
Bourbon and ginger.
And they'll still be able to do that through, but we're going to have 8 signature cocktails, 4 specials. We do have a holiday special right now that's being run, so we have holiday drinks, cocktails, and we want to make sure it's right before we just open it up. So training and getting everybody on the same page of how to make the syrups. We're making all the different tinctures and syrups in-house rosemary from the King's Arms Garden, or thyme from across the street at the Oval Garden. So we have local ingredients inspiring our products too.
And you mentioned seasonal drinks and holiday drinks, and I know that's something the lounge did often, was a create a new set of drinks that were seasonally based or monthly based or that sort of thing. So that tradition is going to continue with Sweet Tea and Barley.
Absolutely.
Great, great. Another question that I think everybody wants to know is, when are we open?
Well, we've been open.
We never really closed.
Yeah.
And the hours are very similar to what was the lounge. They are Monday through Thursday, 4 to 11 for food service, and 4 till close, the last person drinking. Of course, the latest you can drink is, last call is always 1:30. And then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we open at 2 to 11 for food service. And on holiday weekends, we open at noon.
Do you have a favorite item on the menu right now?
Yeah, it's definitely the Dixie Stacker.
What's in the Dixie Stacker?
Okay, this is a barbecue sandwich with coleslaw, pickles, and a little bit of sugar ham.
What does it come with? French fries?
Fries, yeah.
What about you, Chef Frank?
I would have to say the fried chicken sandwich.
Oh, the rooster.
The rooster is fried. Sous vide cook and marinate. Sous vide means slow cooking in a very consistent temperature that tenderizes but keeps all the moisture inside of the product. Dredge it in flour and fry it. Toss it in buffalo spicy sauce with blue cheese, bib lettuce, and tomato.
I think you're speaking my language, Chef. I hear there is a burger that has a classic Southern staple on it, pimento cheese.
Yes, there is.
That pimento cheese, do you make it yourself?
Yes, we do.
What goes into that pimento cheese?
Cream cheese, cheddar cheese, mayonnaise, hot sauce, and roasted peppers.
And what else can you get on that burger? What's it called?
The Southern Burger.
The Southern Burger, classic with the pimento cheese.
It's got caramelized onions and mushrooms, herb mayonnaise, babe lettuce, and tomato.
Great. What kind of desserts are on the menu?
My favorite by far is we did a play on the hummingbird cake. It's basically a hummingbird pound cake, but we made like cream cheese ice cream that goes on top of it and melts onto it. It's delicious.
Cream cheese ice cream.
Yes.
I have never heard of that before.
It's got the flavor profile of cream cheese icing, so we froze it.
That's what we did. That sounds awesome. I really
and
like
a
that.
Hummingbird cake is pineapple,
pecan, and banana.
Great. Well, thank you so much, chefs. I really appreciate you guys coming out and talking a little bit about our brand new restaurant. I know I'm excited to visit. I'm ready to go. And if you want more information about Sweet Tea and Barley, you can head to colonialwilliamsburg.com and look under our restaurant section. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
For more information on this podcast, check out our website at podcast.history.org. There you can send your comments or suggestions, and we're always glad to hear from you.